981-2NM, you're going to go and switch the TV on around the Hunter this evening. You want to have something good to watch? Well, Irina has always got something fun for us to check out. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm great, and I do have something fun, particularly at the moment where we really can't travel very far. It's sometimes nice to watch a little bit of travel on the telly.
Quite agree. Today's theme, far-flung travels. Where are we going and who are we going with?
So the first one is Travels with My Father, and this is, according to online, it's season 4, but I thought it was season 3, and it's only 3 episodes. But what's lovely about it is they travel to Australia, and anyone who's watched this show has seen them travel to Asia and then to Europe, and it's comedian Jack Whitehall, who is this kind of goofy, pratty, sort of British, pommy, posh guy who's a bit of an idiot.
Yes.
And his dad, who is much older than him and incredibly suave, his dad Michael, suave, and he's a, you know, sort of like a quite a high up fancy English person.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's always wearing hats and cravats and scarves and ties and three-piece suits, and Jack is always trying to embarrass and humiliate him. So they go to Australia, and it's all done in jest, and they've had this sort of partnership for a while, and they go to Australia, and they go to Sydney, and they dress up, they do a drag show, which is fabulous, because Michael dresses up as Dame Edna Everidge, hilarious, and he's constantly, they're sort of goading each other constantly to go further and further. And then they go to Uluru, and they have this, I've never been, have you been?
To Uluru? No, yet, not yet, unfortunately.
And they have this incredible 5-star experience, you know, after sort of being in a hovel and then being in a quite a dingy place in Byron. And it kind of, when you see your country through someone else's eyes, it really makes you see it fresh.
Yep.
And I guess for a lot of us, where local travel is all we've got, it's a real opportunity to take a second look at our own marvellous country and realise people will pay, like, I looked it up, something like $10,000 a night just to sleep in a glamping tent in the middle of Australia.
Yeah, okay. Now we're going to travel a little bit further away from Australia and go into the Doctor Who universe.
Yeah, look, I am a fan of the reboot.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica in my top 10. This reboot of Doctor Who and, you know, Star Trek Next Generation, these are shows that I love, because they're smart. They're not so violent and gory. They tackle issues like sci-fi has always tackled. Sci-fi tackles issues that are taboo or difficult
yep.
in a way that's removed from us. And so, luckily, in this time of horrifying politics and, you know, confusion and, you know, dissemblance of our humanity, you can go to ABC iView and watch the entire sort of like all the seasons back to Christopher Eccleston, David Tennant, and, you know, Billy Piper. All
Matt
of
Smith.
Amazing yep. British actors.
They really are. And some of the episodes, actually some of them are really quite subversive when you sit down and have a good think about them. It's definitely not a kids show, but kids somehow love them as well, because my kids absolutely adore all the Doctor Whos.
Look, my kids do too. And what's really great about going back to these, and I love the Lady Doctor. I really love her companions. What's great about going back to these original stories of the reboot is that the showrunner at that point, he had a vision. So you have your kind of sort of story of the week where they find the alien or they run or they help someone out. But then there are these incredibly long and detailed story arcs that only come through not only one season, but sometimes 2 or 3 seasons later. It is so fulfilling, so sticky, you know, that sense of like you just want to keep binging.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a HEA, you know, there's a happily ever after. You know, the good triumphs and evil loses, even in the worst circumstances, and even in the face of horrible humans.
Yes.
Because I think in all of these sorts of otherworldly shows, what is mirrored to us is how horrible we are to each other, more than any external threat.
Yeah, it just made me feel like I want to go and watch some Doctor Who.
Oh, it's lovely. They're so good.
Irina, as always, looking forward to talking more TV for Around the Hunter next week.
See you then.